Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Backstage with a golden brace. Tales from the stands to the batter's cage. The kind of stories that'll keep you engaged.
Backstage with a golden brace. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Phillies Backstage, a special edition of spring training. Phillies Backstage. John and I are still down here, right, John? We're loving life.
Well, we had Preston Mattingly last time, so we got into inside baseball, but we're going to have more fun this time. Yes. We have Brandon Marsh.
We won't learn a thing about baseball, John? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, he's gonna realize that we know nothing about baseball.
I resemble that.
That makes three of us. We're all good.
How you doing?
We're doing good, man. Just happy to be back out there with the guys and just having a lot of fun with the squad. You know, it was a month we were out, but it felt like a year.
I know in Jupiter you guys made the cross state trip and you batted leadoff for the first time. What was that like? Because that's got to be a unique experience, right?
Yeah, and I tried to bring out the inner Schwarber, but no, I struck out. So, it was fun trying to get the game started off, and I did that all throughout high school and the minor league. So I kind of know about it a little bit, but I've gotten used to that eight hole. I like everyone else hitting right before me.
But you got fresh lines there and stuff.
Yeah,
because
we had Rex Hudler on, Mad Dog, and we told the story already where, you know, he showed up for a Good Morning America segment on opening day, like at 6 a.m, and we're out there at home plate, and the dirt is perfect. The lines are there, and he's like, dude, look, this is the best part right here. Look how pristine, look how perfect it is. You get a chance to be the first guy to dig in. Were you feeling that? Or?
Yes. I was like, no wonder Schwarber hits a homer first at bat every time, you know?
There's no ditches in the batter's box.
It was, because usually, like I said, I'm towards the end of the lineup, so it's beat up when I get in there, which is fine. I like it like that, but it was cool getting that fresh, new feeling in there. A little slippery, but it looked perfect and just ready to do damage.
All right, so you grew up in Georgia. Yeah. You went to Buford High School, and I think I told you before last year that you played football. So my niece married Colton Houston, right? He was a football star at Georgia. Colton's brother, Connor.
Yes, sir.
Right? You played football with Connor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Played a good 2-3 years together. He was great. You know, he played linebacker for us, and he held it down in the linebacker corps.
And did you play defensive back? What did you play?
I played corner.
Okay.
More so receiver, but corner. I like to hit, so I like playing corner a little more than receiver. But I think I was better at receiver, so that's where I stayed on the offensive side.
My wife, by the way, was looking at a picture of you in high school. You obviously didn't have the facial hair, and yeah, you look jacked. Whatever the photo. And she's like, he's hot.
You sure it was Brandon's picture?
It's totally Brandon's picture, right?
That was before the facial hair when my mom still loved me.
How was it great playing two sports too, Brandon? I mean, we talk all the time. John and I have kids, and it's tough nowadays because, you know, a kid has to almost make a decision when they're like 9 or 10 years old. Yeah. Like, I'm going to play soccer full time. I'm going to play baseball full time. But playing two sports, right?
Yeah, I think, like, it's definitely lost its what's the word I'm looking for? I'm drawing a blank, but it's like it's the playing multiple sports in high school, like you said, kids.
Lost its luster, I think.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Sorry, I told you.
That's all right.
But it's like you said, they gotta lock it in early and decide when they're like 10 to 12, because dudes are committing to colleges and like middle school now. You know, it feels like. But I feel like the multiple sports in high school was just, it was good for me, just for work ethic, just for like, you know, team locker room camaraderie and stuff like that. Football really helped me in baseball, just really just like the work ethic. And I was little growing up, so I really had to work for my stuff, you know, and I feel like that played a big part in to where I'm at now. So, but the multiple sports, I don't think I'd be where I'm at today without, you know, playing the football, going through that grind, basketball, baseball, and all that. So I'm a big fan of the multi-sport athletes in high school, and you know, I wish it came back. I wish people continue to still do it.
Yeah, because you learn things from other sports. Like I played soccer, ice hockey, and lacrosse, and I feel like I took different things in the different sports, which helped me in those others. So.
Oh yeah, there's moments when I'm still on the field here, and I'm like, oh, that was a similar situation to where my back was against the wall on the football field, and I, you know, got through that. I can get through this and stuff like that. So, I think the multi-sports is really helpful.
Was there ever a point that you could have pursued that rather than baseball? Or
yeah, so out of high school, I thought I was, or towards the end of my high school, like. Tenure. I thought I was going to be a football player in college, and because I was in my eyes, I was way better at football than I ever was at baseball. But my senior year, it kind of clicked for me, and the draft came around, and you know, I looked at myself and looked at what I wanted my body to feel like, you know, right. And I feel if I was going to play receiver, I might have gotten broken in half running across that middle. You know what I mean? So, and I know baseball is it's still tough. It's tough in different aspects on your body, but I feel like the longevity part. Baseball really just the longevity played a big factor into my decision.
Now, obviously, we talked about the hair and the beard, but from what I understand is that. By the way, your mom. I hung out with your mom a lot, Sonia. Right,
Sonia. Because she would
hang. I know you're best friends with the Fanatics. You're running around with the Fanatic.
Yeah.
But during the playoff games, I would kind of, usually my sanctuary was the CP Rankin Club. And Sonia has become good friends with Craig Rankin. And she had her little spot. And I knew exactly where she was, right at one of the entrances. So, a lot. Yeah. And I think I told her too, she's good buddies with a friend of mine from college.
She get nervous in the playoffs?
I don't know.
My mom?
Yeah, she didn't seem nervous. But
I think she loved it.
Yeah. You
know, I think she got some TV time, too, so I was happy for her. I'm pretty sure for one of the games, during like two or three of my at-bats, the camera was just on her.
Right.
And not even on me, but I loved that. I loved that for her, and I know she did, too.
The crowd probably blew her mind, too, right? I mean, just the energy and the noise.
Yeah, but she loves it just like I do.
That's awesome.
Her and I are the same in a lot of ways, and she loves the atmosphere at the bank.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Now, the other thing, again, everyone knows the beard, they know the hair, but from what I understand, it's a tribute to your father who passed away, right? And you're doing, but he was supposedly, am I done it right? He was the most very meticulous in his grooming, and it's almost like you're giving tribute by doing the opposite.
He is the complete opposite of me, just as physical appearance.
Right,
you know,
right.
He was a guy who woke up early, did his morning shave, and I haven't seen my face since 2018. But he was great. A lot of the hair stuff is attributed to him, and you know, it's a special feeling, you know, whenever it's kind of feeling with me, you know, when I'm out there, and I also do it because I like it. I like having a little bit of flow out there. Mm-hmm. I kind of treat it as my alter ego.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, kind of like Eminem and Shady.
Yeah.
So it's
I like it.
It gives me a little not false confidence, but like more confidence in my head and myself to know, okay, let's get this job done.
Well, you got drafted by the Angels, and they're traditionally one of those pretty clean cut organizations. You know, it's almost like the Yankees. There was a long time where the Yankees couldn't have facial hair and all that.
Steinbrenner was against it. Mm-hmm.
And how was that, Brandon, when you got, first of all, when you got drafted, it must have been awesome. Were you surprised it was the Angels? And then just playing in California compared to Philadelphia, what that vibe's like.
So with the hair thing, they never really, I know they were maybe in the past like more strict about it, but they never really approached me about taking it off. I was told a couple of times, you know, hey, you know, you might need a trim here and there. And I did. And, it was all fun. They never really gave me too much crap for it. But, What was the other question?
And just, getting drafted by the Angels. And just, it's such a different vibe. I mean, we always think
California
like
to Philly.
California, you know, they're drinking their Chardonnay, watching the games. Yeah. And you know,
Sunny
Philly, it's
Cali, and in Philly, it's that brick, cold, and gritty. I love it. I love it. But, yeah, it's two complete different ends of the spectrums. But I never thought I'd ever get drafted by the Angels just because I'm forever happy that they did because, I mean – that's the biggest blessing.
Sure.
One of the biggest blessings I've ever had. But, I went to one of their pre-draft workouts, and I remember them telling me, they were like, hey, we don't need you to do too much defense. We need to see you hit. We know you can play the outfield a little bit. You'll be okay there. We just need to see the bat. And I remember facing all these college arms, and I'm this little 18-year-old kid coming out of high school, and they were just destroying me. I couldn't put one ball in play. I was fouling every ball into the third base dugout, and all the Angel scouts were pointing towards the field like, hit it that way. And I'm like, oh man, these dudes hate me. And I had a couple of pre-draft workouts, and I did really well in the other ones, and I did very bad in the Angels one. So I was like, okay, the Angels, they're kind of off the radar. And then draft day comes around, I get a call, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Hey, how
you
about
guys,
that?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you guys saw what I saw, I don't know if you guys be doing this, but you know, they took a chance on me, and you know, I'm forever thankful, grateful for that, and we're here now.
Nice. So you came in as a center fielder, and now you know you're basically center field and left field. Mm-hmm. Do you care about which one you play? Do you like one better? Is one harder?
I would say, as an outfielder and as a competitor, you always want to be in charge in center. When you got guys like Pache, Rojas, they tend to take that spot, and which rightfully so. They go and get it out there, and they are the best of the best out there. You know, I mean, numbers speak for themselves. Rojas, I mean, I think last year he saved, was it 1 month? He had 13 defensive runs saved
in
one month at one time last year. And broke some Phillies or MLB record, right?
Well, we always say, you know, Tom and I are the same age, and we saw Gary Maddox play back in that. And I think he's the best defensive outfielder, center fielder since Gary Maddox.
Yep.
And Rojas is incredible. And it's good for me because they're younger than me. We're both young, but Rojas is 3 years younger than I am. And I'm learning from him every day out there, and it's that's what it's all about, you know. And it's we don't look at him as a 23-year-old rookie. They don't look at me as a 26-year-old rookie, so to say, or you know. So it's just the clubhouse. It's a good feel, and you know, we look at everyone the same, and that's just credit to our veterans. They treat us all normal and like them.
I gotta ask you this year. Everybody's going to London. First of all, have you ever been there?
I had a layover there.
You did? Time. Oh, layover. That
doesn't count. Doesn't count. But I was there.
Right.
Yeah, you were there.
Technically, you were there.
But you're going to be playing baseball in London Stadium. You know, are you looking forward to that? And is the team looking forward? Like, I know, you know, I'm looking forward to going over there.
You know, people would say it's like a bit out of our routine,
right,
yada, yada. And it might throw a couple of us off at first. But once we get there and just get to the field, it's the same old thing, you know. It might have a different visual, different stadiums. But, I mean, ball is ball at the end of the day. And we just got to go out there and get it done. But, yeah, no, we're all excited. We're excited to see you know, just the London baseball atmosphere. We're all excited.
Is there a tourist thing that you're outside of baseball that you need to tick off? Like go to the London Bridge or go to the.
So I know we land pretty early on the day that we get in, and we have the rest of that day off to, like, you know, rest.
That Thursday.
I'm not a big get out of the house guy during the season. I'm more of go to the field, get your work, put it in. Phillies win, go home, watch Netflix, pass out, and do all that, and just wake up, do it all again. But I think I'm going to step out.
I have tips for you.
John's
been over there.
I lived over there for a year, and I've been there a bunch of times. So I'll give you tips on things to do.
Well, we were just watching the Japanese
Dodgers in the.
They're not playing in Japan.
No, they're playing in Korea.
Korea, that's right. So have you ever been over in Asia at all? If you wanted to extend your career when you're like 45, play over in Japan?
I'm going to play until they make me hang up.
Nice, nice.
Play till they make me hang him up. So
because we have David Buchanan.
He played a pitch over there.
And he went over there and learned a lot of different stuff than what we preach and teach over here. And so as he's just combining his game with, you know, ball over there, and it's I mean, that dude's nasty. So I haven't seen him miss a spot all spring.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Brandon, I do. You know, I handle a lot of the radio stations that are down here. So I've seen some of your interviews, and one of the interviews I forget which station it was, but it was you talked about. They said, "What do you do in the day off? Like, do you ever go, you know, swimming in the ocean? Do you play golf?" And I loved your response when you talked about going in the ocean, that it wasn't your territory.
So, that's not my
smart man.
I was born on land.
Yeah.
I wasn't born in water. I'm not Aquaman. All it takes, the analogy I use, this might be silly, but the analogy I use is you're in your house, right, with your family, enjoying a nice Sunday night dinner, watching The Sound of Music, right. A beautiful movie.
And The Sound of Music. It's my daughter's favorite movie.
Yeah, of
Are you
course.
Serious?
Yeah, she loves Sound of Music.
Crazy. I just watched it the other day. Yeah. Again. But and someone just politely steps into your house and doesn't cause any chaos and just politely steps in your house, just like you walk into the ocean. And, you know, say you're a little agitated, something happened, whatever. You're not just going to say, hey, and let them come in there and just sit down with you. You're going to bite them. You're going to fight them. So say a shark's having a bad day.
Sure. Oh, yeah, the Jeffrey Dahmer of sharks.
And you walk into their territory, into their home, and they're enjoying a nice Sunday night dinner. Or a Sunday night, just whatever. Chill sesh. Who knows? You're their dinner now. And I don't want to be that. I know they don't want to eat us, but they will. And I've seen too many videos of sharks and whales coming up too close to shore.
Yeah. So and no. Down here, alligators, you know, if you're golfing, you know, people try to get close to an alligator. Makes no sense.
Thank you. No, I love my life.
Yes. I always wonder, like, literally, if you knew, like, if the ocean was totally clear, right? And you, like, I wonder if you could totally see everything. I bet you all of us have been super close to sharks and just didn't know it.
Yeah.
There was some video I saw recently of these two ladies just standing on, like, a little sandbar out in the shallow parts of the ocean, just probably, whatever, 50 feet offshore. And a tiger shark swims up just 2 feet from them,
and they don't even know,
and just swims right around them, and they don't even. They're just sitting there drinking their daiquiris, and
no idea.
And the shark goes right, and that's a tiger shark.
Yeah,
they'll do damage.
That is a mean, aggressive machine.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, let's talk about, you're also synonymous along with several others, Stott, and with the post-game celebrations. Oh, yeah. How much fun is that?
That's my favorite part.
Right.
All those guys play good, so I can pour water on them, and it's the best.
And do you guys scheme ahead of time? Like, all right, we're going to do it this way, we're going to do it. Like, do you scheme ahead of time?
No,
or is it all organic?
It's in the moment. It's all in the moment and organic and just natural. You know, if someone hits a walk-off, like I remember Clem last year walking us off against, or walking the Tigers off, his old team, so we full bucketed him.
Right.
You know, things like that. When Schwarber hit that walk-off homer, full bucket, stuff like that. Trey, he doesn't like the water, so we give him a lot.
And that's what I was going to ask. And I know Harp's the same way, too, right?
So it's like, we got to know who we got to be careful with.
There'll be no bucket on.
So, but, but I mean, everyone's different. Everyone, you know, likes what they like. And, but yeah, we like to mess with Trey because he doesn't like it.
And I know they threatened to, if you ruin the headset, like if, you know, Murph or somebody's down there, it's like they've never taken that out of your paycheck, have they? I mean, you've gone through a few headsets.
I think. The headsets do get damaged, but I don't think so. If I haven't noticed
it. You haven't noticed it? All right. You also have, Tom right here is the best friend of the Fanatic. He doesn't leave his side. They're really
very
tight.
Close.
Really tight. So what is your, have you had interactions with the Fanatics since you've been here? You look like a perfect
sure
person.
I'm pretty sure the Fanatic grabbed my face one time and gave me a big kiss.
It happens. It happens. Did he smell like a petting zoo?
Oh, that's not right.
I think we both did. But no, it's the Fanatic's great. You know, the crowd loves it. Driving through on the ATV before the game gets us all fired up. Fanatic looks at us, gives us salutes in the outfield when he's driving off. So yeah, no.
Do you ever pay attention to when they do the lineups, when he imitates every different batter?
I've seen it.
For Brandon, yeah, I think the Fanatic pretends because Brandon's a little hairy. He goes into his ape routine. He's like, you know, pounding his chest and scratching his and dragging his arms
cave
on
man.
The caveman. Well, you've been hurt, so I think Fanatic is called an audible because Jake Cave is like a caveman.
Oh, right.
So, stole it from me.
Yeah.
He stole it from me. And if there's one guy to steal it from me, it's Cave.
All right. So what are you going to do for him? Or what's the Fanatic going to do for him?
I think once Marcy's back in the lineup, he's got to get the
Cave. He's back in. So.
Yeah, I know. But regularly, I got to come up with something else for Cave. Like right. More of a caveman. He's more of ape man.
Right.
Whereas caveman is like maybe, well, I'm not going to say, but I don't know. I got to come up with something. Do some hieroglyphics on the
Brandon, a while ago, we had Darren Ruff was on the team, right?
Okay, yeah.
So the Fanatic, when Dan Baker announced his name, Fanatic got on all fours and crawled up to his four-wheeler and lifted his back leg and pretended he's going to the bathroom on the four-wheeler.
It's like a dog.
No, see, but that's the beautiful part about the game, you know? And like I said, the fans love it just because it just brings everyone to one place, one big happy place at the yes. bank, and it's beautiful.
How important is it for you, Brandon, to just be chill and be relaxed and have fun at the game? I mean, it's a big part of the game, right?
For sure.
Because if you are not that, you're going to tighten up, right?
Yeah, and you don't want to be tied up there. The game is so freaking hard and in the best way possible. You know, it is so hard. And the second you put any extra pressure, any extra weight on you, you're out. As a hitter, you're out. Those guys on the bump are too good. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter who it is. Every person on the opposition's roster is there for a reason, just like the guys on our squad, and they can make you look silly at any moment if you're not in the right space. And so I just think being up there, having fun, and we do a phenomenal job of that here, I feel like, you know, with the culture that's been created here. And like I said earlier, it's just credited to all the veterans that bleed into us, the daycare. And but yeah, the second you start gripping harder, the shoulders start coming forward, and you know what I mean, your neck gets tight, you're done. You gotta be free up there. You just gotta have some fun up there, and that's when good things come.
I've also seen that you guys, I think you look at the crowds down here, they're gonna be record breaking, right? Mm-hmm. Last couple of years. But I've never seen a team in any sport in Philadelphia bond the way the team and the fans, like, I think the people, you know, obviously we were upset that the season ended the way it did, yeah. But I think a lot of it was that they didn't want the run to end because it was so much fun. They loved watching you guys so much.
I'm getting chills right now.
Right. Yeah. So, like, you guys, like, I'm sure you guys feel just the energy, and I think you play off that energy, but it's really cool to see.
100%. Yeah, we're playing for all of us in that locker room, but we're also playing for every single person in the city of Philadelphia. And it's, I mean, that atmosphere at the bank, there is nobody in the whole entire league that can match that. And coming from a football background, you know, high energy, loud, I love it. I love it just because it low-key zones me in. It messes with a lot of people, like the other teams coming in, they don't like it. You hear all the interviews, oh, no, we don't want to go to the bank. And, I mean, rightfully so, because, I mean, who on the other team would want to come in and get yelled at every second, you know? And we love that, and that's, I mean, it helps us out on the field too, you know? It's, and it's all one big family, one big love, and, you know, that's why we do it.
That's awesome. All right, well, should we go to the quiz?
Yeah, let's do it. Brandon's already said he was not much of a student, but then we assured him, it's like, it's about your life, so, right, you know.
Before we get to the quiz, are you sticking with Little Uzi, or what are you doing walk up side?
I'm going to stick with an Uzi song because I have to. That's my guy, and being in Philly, you know, he's a Philly native, so I have to stick with him. I'll ride with him for forever. But I might throw a little mix in there.
All right.
You know, maybe some ASAP, some Busta Rhymes. Who knows?
All right. No Allman Brothers. We're old school.
I'm a big hip hop guy. Big rap guy.
What about Meek Mill? He's from Philly.
I do like Meek Mill. Yeah. Meek Mill's got some great music. So, you know, it's just going to come to me in the moment. I do want to. There's no other artist I've walked up to besides Little Uzi minor leagues, big leagues.
Wow.
So I'm scared to change it, but I'm you know. Mm-hmm.
What happens if you do really well? What happens if you do Meek Mill or wherever you do, and next thing you know, you go on a run? You're gonna be, Lenny Dykstra was very superstitious. Like,
The walkout, if we're hitting, the walkout's the same.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a big backstage of Burgoyne and Brazier t-shirt on the line. Okay. I know it's highly coveted.
Eight questions, right?
All right.
Eight questions. Multiple choice. It's about your life, so you should have an inside edge on that. And you can use Tom as one lifeline. He doesn't know the quiz here. So if you feel like you need
I did worse in school, Brandon. I'm usually not much of a lifeline. Okay. Not much of a help.
He's terrible.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. It's like asking the Fanatic. You're not going to get
All right. So Brandon's got to get six of eight of these.
Thanks for the visit. Let's get down to business. Now here's your chance to show how much you really know. He might get grumpy if he can't stump you with Brazier's Quiz.
All right, so your first question, you went to Buford High School in Buford, Georgia. Which of these celebrities did not go to Buford High? Now, I stretched it out a little bit.
I was going to say, there are a lot of other celebrities that went to Buford.
Hey,
we
I tell you what.
Dogs come out of Buford.
I could have gone a lot of routes, so.
Let's hear it.
Yes. All right.
Three of these.
So who did not go to Buford High? One's going to be very obvious, including the one I'm just about to say. Joey Bart, catcher for the Giants. Former NFL running back Storm Johnson. Singer Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, come on.
I didn't know he was from.
That's a layup right
well,
there.
I didn't know if he knew where he
was. Right.
Uzi did not go to Buford.
I wanted to get you off to a good start.
All right. We're hot.
You were drafted in 2016 in the second round. Which of these players was drafted after you? So three were before you. One was after you. Okay. So which one was after you? A.J. Puck, Will Smith, Brian Reynolds, Pete Alonso. One of those guys was after you. So, A.J. Puck, Will Smith, Brian Reynolds, Pete Alonso.
I think Pete.
Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso. Two for two.
Bang.
He's on his way to that t-shirt. All right. Your first minor league team was the Orem Owls in the Pioneer League. Who was not a teammate? Matthew Primavera, Jason Sanchez, Ryan Vega, Manuel Guzman.
The first one.
Matthew Primavera. Yes, he's a new sales guy for us. So, you're three for three. All right. Your first Major League Baseball home run was against the Orioles. Do you even need it? What pitcher did you hit it off of?
Duran.
Diplon, right?
Diplon.
Yeah, you got it.
Sorry.
But I knew you were right.
Four for four. He's on a roll.
So once you qualify, you're done. So you're two away. Knowing you're not a big fan of sharks, which shark species can leap out of the water, fully out of the water? Tiger shark, great white shark, hammerhead shark, or a thresher shark?
Thresher
shark. Five for five.
Five for five.
Which religion has a worldwide spiritual headquarters located in Clearwater, Florida? Unitarian Church, Jehovah's Witness, Church of Scientology, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Can you repeat the question?
Well, ask him lifeline.
Lifeline.
Scientology.
Bang.
Six for six.
Six for six.
Who is the oldest player on the Phillies right now? Zach Wheeler. Whit Merrifield. He's going to go eight for eight if he gets this. Player was tied with Edmundo Sosa with nine hit by pitches last year? Was it Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Bryson Stott, or JT Realmuto?
Was it JT?
JT!
I missed the last one.
Brandon, thank you so much. I know you got a game to play.
I really appreciate it.
We'll see you back home.
Yes,
all right?
Sir. Appreciate
thanks, Brandon.
You guys.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on Phillies Backstage.